God has commissioned Dr. Albert and Pastor Jemima Mbaya with the mandate of establishing kingship and priesthood in this dispensation.
For we do not know how to pray like we ought to, but the Spirit helpeth our infirmities with words and groanings that cannot be uttered.
Then you need to do something for yourself by standing upon the integrity and the infallible word of God, by believing by faith, and you can receive.
Brace yourself. The word you're about to hear will leave you inspired and transformed into what it talks about. Now listen.
Anybody ready for the word of God this morning? Stretch your hand in this direction and pray. Your desire is what the Lord fulfills. The Bible says the expectation of the heart of the righteous. What will happen? It shall not be cut off. So what is your expectation? Can you pray this morning? Can you ask the Lord? You know, there is a word for every one of us, but we have to connect into it. Our expectation is what gives us, what unlocks the door, what opens it, what makes it happen for us. I need you to pray. I need you to pray for yourself, because that's why you came to church today. Not stare, not look. What doesn't bother you doesn't concern you. So that you don't walk out of this place the same way you came. It's the expectation of the righteous that the Lord fulfills. Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Thank you, Lamb of God. Say something to him concerning your sitting under this atmosphere. I remember when Pastor Bamsha was giving his address and was talking about it. You can say, okay, today's graduation service is for those who attended the school of ministry. No, sir, you came to church. You didn't just come to celebrate with others. There's something God wants to do for you as well. There's a destiny for you. There's a future for you. But focus is what you need. Your mind and your body and your spirit in agreement together, asking the Lord to do something for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Lord, I thank you because I know this morning you will speak through me. Bring us clarity of this subject in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, you know we've been dealing with a series called what? Kingdom Financial Systems. Praise the Lord. But this morning, we are going to suspend a little bit. And we are going to talk about a totally different subject, but even the subject of kingdom financial systems affect it. But I was sent this morning to the believer. I was sent this morning by the Lord to the person who says to himself, I am a child of God. I'm sent this morning to that individual who is not a stranger to God, who has him as a father. And this person is either a son or a daughter. Praise God. This is the word of the Lord to you. If you need a topic, we will call it making disciples. Making disciples. And I want us to open to Mark chapter 16, verse 14 to verse 20. That's how we're going to read that. Mark chapter 14. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. And he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. See how the Lord hates unbelief. Now, class of the Pathfinders, 2018. The last graduating students we had were 2016, right? Right? Did we have a graduation in 2017? No, we didn't. 2016. The class was the class of 2016, but we graduated them in 2017. Hallelujah. There was no class in the school 2017. Praise God. Now, I will be talking to you as much as I'm talking to every believer this morning by the Spirit of God. He hates unbelief. He hates it. He hates it. He appeared to the disciples, and that was the first thing he said, rebuking them for not believing. Now, I know that the topic is making disciples, but can I say to everyone here that anytime you come in into the presence of God or in the privacy of your home, God speaks to you and you act in any way doubtful of that word, it hurts God. Is anybody hearing me this morning? It hurts him. Unbelief hurts God. Because when you refuse to believe what God has said concerning you, you call him a liar. In other words, you're saying that the things that you said you are able to do, you are not able to do. He tells you that he's your provider. He tells you that he's your healer. He tells you that he's your anchor. Amen. But do you really look to him for provision? Do you really look to him for health? He said, I am Jehovah Rapha. Do you look to him for health? Oh, how we go to a hospital and sit in front of a carnal doctor. And he says to us, take this medicine. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. We know they break that one. But scripture says, he that meditates on the word of the Lord, he meditates day and he meditates at night. And any word of God that you find is health to all your what? How can I read something from a piece of paper and that's my health? And that's my medicine? What we believe is the one that the doctor puts in our hand. In fact, when you say to somebody something in faith, the people will say, talk reality. Have you heard that before? Are you talking by faith or by reality? What is reality? The word of God, that's reality. God hates unbelief, brethren. When you hear those who operate by faith speak the things that God said concerning them, where is the position of your heart when you're hearing it? Is there not some kind of mockery? I said I was sent this morning to the believer. Have we not developed a church system that is unfriendly to faith? That people cannot decree what God has said concerning them in the presence of other believers. It's those other believers who laugh at them. You would rather talk to a son of Ishmael. Zeche Allah zeyeyi. But abunda Allah ekaseyi. When you say that to a Christian, you say, okay. I hear you. No wahala. No problem. Jesus lived with this man. Oil is going to be poured on you. Let me tell you what. Things are going to be spoken concerning you, concerning your future, but nobody is going to make you believe it. Some of us have been in church for too long that we think every time we hear, pastors are talking. It's their job to talk like that. He lived with them, told them what was going to happen. Died, resurrected. People that saw him alive came and said he's alive. And the disciples closest to him refused to believe. They refused. There are things that we have said to you God is going to do. Individuals that you look at their lives and tell them God is going to. They are the first people to eye you like, are you serious? And I just, why do you then worry about coming to church? If you have ulcer and you cannot receive the word that says you are healed, why then are you in church? Do you want to come to church? Let the pastor say, I am sorry for your ulcer. Ewo. Sorry. Just be going through the pain until the day God can't carry you. What do you want to hear? When you go to a natural doctor and he says, I will not give you medicine, I will lay hands on you and pray, that's odd. Amen. But if you come to a pastor and the pastor gives you medication, is that odd? It's odd. So the doctor is doing his doctoring. Let the pastor do his pastoring. He hears from the Lord concerning you. And he tells you, faces of believers with 2,000 in their account, and then you say to them, the Lord is about to make you a multimillionaire. Do you see the amen? Thank you. Some people even say, one man of God told me this same thing last year. Well, the reason it didn't happen is because you didn't believe the man of God last year. If you had believed it last year, it would have happened already this year. And so arrange your heart and say, believe this year, so that it can happen by next year. Unbelief is the church's strongest enemy. Bible said he rebuked them because of their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had even seen him after he had risen. I would look at people here and say, okay, those people didn't see Jesus, that's why they didn't believe. Okay. I would look at people here and tell them the story of my life, where I was coming from, where I was born. And they are better off than where I was coming from. And I will say to them, the same God who did is able to do for you. Do you want to travel abroad? Do you want to travel the nations? Do you want to? Yes. Then you ask them one day, where's your passport? Say, I no get. Are you traveling by Philip Airlines? The way to know that you believe is going to make that international passport. Are you listening? The way to know that you believe that this year you will marry is how you arrange yourself. How you don't carry one hairstyle from January to March. Slap your neighbor, say, she just talked about you. Let me preach this morning. Somebody heard me say to your neighbor, my sister, she just talked about you. How old is this hairstyle? Is that the hairstyle of Methuselah? How old have you been carrying it? Hey! All right. Verse 15, Jesus said to them, go into all the world. Somebody say, all the world.
All the world.
Go into what?
All the world.
And do what?
Preach
the gospel. Pathfinders, preach the gospel, not the doctrines of men. Today, we are living in a generation, I'm talking about making disciples, we're living in a generation where men preach their doctrines, not the gospel. You know why? Because in the first place, they don't know what is the gospel. If you know the gospel, you preach it. But if you don't know it, how can you preach it? What is the gospel? If I ask this question generally here, what is the gospel? What is the gospel? Eh? What is the gospel? How can you preach what you don't know? What is the gospel? Come on now. What is the gospel? There's another word for it. It's called what? It's called good news. That's the gospel. Good news. What is good news? Glad tidings concerning the kingdom of God. What is the good news? That there is a God who loved men in their state where they are. He came. He died so that they can find redemption and salvation. That's the gospel. If the churches that exist in this world know the gospel, the door of the church will be open to every prostitute, to every drug dealer, to every man gay, to every woman a lesbian. The church will be open so that they can hear the gospel. The gospel is Christ knowing that you need him, that you are confused about your sexuality, that you don't know you are actually a man. As much as inside you, there is a feminine demon trying to make you think you are a woman. Christ knowing that you have an issue with staying away from women, and you don't know how to fix it. that you are depressed and you don't know how to have joy. That is why the Bible says we should draw from the wells of what? What do we draw? That means if we don't have salvation, you cannot have joy. That's the gospel. So which means that those who need it are sad, broke, depressed, confused people. But you know what happens to us? We are sad, confused, broke, depressed. We meet him. He removes all that from us. Then we stand as security men against those who we were relatives with. And we now tell them to go and fix themselves before they come. We block the door and say, you are not coming in. Why? Because you are not tying her tie. And because your skirt is too short. Who is teaching the girl the length of skirt? Who should teach her the length of her skirt? Where is it's like saying, this is a hospital, but we don't admit sick people. The gospel. Jesus did not come to this world to condemn it. But that the world, through him, what will happen? Might be saved. Hey, come and see older women who were ashawos growing up as teenagers. Now they are saved. Or they were forced to be saved because they are old. They are no longer in the market. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. Nobody is buying again. So they park themselves to church and then they stand at the door and form a committee of Sanhedrin. No girl with long hair and straight leg can pass near their husband. Nobody can greet daddy. Because you knew when you didn't have wrinkle, nobody's husband slept well. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. For that reason, you are carrying your iniquity and making it the doctrine. But we are called to preach the gospel, not our situations, not our history, not where we are coming from, but the gospel. Hey, Tayanama, that's our job, to meet those who are broke in their sexuality, who don't understand that God made you male. And a male should marry a male. We had once to get a picture of people in church and say, when in church, ne? Gidan ubanka ne. In the church, ne? Yaya zasu so haka. In the church, ne? Yaya emate sunzo haka. Inane zasu jesu koya. Ainane, wache machene, wanda take titi, zato kwaya wa karawari ya, karamari ya rinya, yende zate kimsu. Wache machene take baki unkwalta, bata chiki iklisia, wanda zato kwaya wa kanana nyamata, yende zasu girma, yende zasu zabi miji, yende zasu sauna agire miji. Mungu olesu de mugunta, de shege munafrichi. Mungu olesu de chiki iklisia. Mun ce kada su zo don yaya don mata daura dan kwali ba wannan kanta nan bai yaya ba wannan wane ne jatumanta wanda ta aife ta a gida mata san komai a cikin litafi ba to yarinyar ta tashi da kanta a bisa ga abin da ta sani ta dauki rigar da ta sani ta dauki wandon da ta sani abin da ta gani a television ta dauka ta sa ta kama hanya za ta zo church when in the way a koya mini hanya mai kyau din sai wasu mugaye wanda ba su san Isa almasihu ba mayu munafikar sun tsaya a bakin kofa su ba su shiga ba sun hana wasu shiga su ba su sami ceto ba amma sun hana wasu samu the gospel that's what he told them before he left preach the gospel because when he came what did he find He found men dealing with tradition. Bayo aka fara ba. Karuwan mace ta zo ta same shi. Ta san ita karuwa ne. Ta san kuma kudin turaren nan na karuwanci. Shi ma ya sani. Ta dauko turaren nan. Ta zo ta same shi a gidan Simon. Su waye ne Simon din nan ne? Jigajigan ikkilisiya. Manyan munafukai. Ta shigo ta su waye ne suka je kwana da ita? Suka bata kudin sayan. Da daddare su ne masu fita. Su zagaya kan ƴan mata. Su je suna kwana da abin da ba nasu ba. In ranar Lahadi yayi, sai su sa dogon riga. Su zo su zauna a cikin ikkilisiya. Su ce wai ki zauna a waje. To Isa Almasihu ya kawo Lighthouse zamanin ka dan iska. Ya kare. Zamaninka ya kare. You can no longer keep the children out of their father's house. You can no longer I speak to the spirits that rule the plateau. You can no longer keep the children of the house out of their father's house. I bind you this morning. I rebuke the spirit of religion. I break the hold of the sons of darkness over the children of God. In the name of Jesus. The gospel. Yazauna. Yazauna. Tazo jikin kafan shi. Tana kuka da hawaye. Kun san yawan hawayen da zai iya wanke kafan mutum. Mutanen da suke zunubi sun sani cewa bai da dadi. Kina so ki gaya mini cewa yarinyan da maza iri-iri za su kwana da ita bata sani wai bata so ba. There is a spirit that holds them. There is a spirit. I was sitting in a hotel in Kano. Facing my table, minding my own business. These two girls walked into the same restaurant or open place, like a garden. I came out of my room, sat down, just for the fresh air. And I saw them. They came and sat down, not too far away from me. A few minutes later, the elders of the deacons of the church that invited me called. I said, oh, I'm not in my room. I'm in this place. Ah, oh, mama. Waiting you there, do they? That is where sinners gather. I told one of the pastor's wife, I said, you have ceased to qualify to live on the earth. Sinners fool everywhere. That's why we got saved and God didn't take us. Because of them. Say, sinners gather there. What are you doing there? They came down and met me. My attention was on those girls. I will try to chat with the people in not a walk. I told them, excuse me. I left them where they were, went to the table where the ladies were. When they saw me coming, there was not that much resentment because I was wearing jeans and t-shirt. So, but they were like, what? Maybe I'm coming to ask something. I just said to them, can I sit with you? So they are looking at the table I'm coming from. And asking, I say, hey, see, eh? I need fresh air from those people. I beg, let me sit with you. So the girl said, sit down. We had a nice time chatting. I gisted with them. See, some of you Christians are as boring as hell. Nobody wants to sit near you with your squeezed face and your wrinkled mouth. Nobody wants to sit near you. Wahala, that's all you carry. Condemnation. Nobody can smile near you. Nobody can mess without the whole church hearing. You are as boring as a mosque. I sat down. I'm telling you, I had a nice time gisting with them. They were chatting about life and chatting, and we chatted, and they were, whatever I would say, they'll be laughing. Then the other girl now asked me, she said, Ma, Who are you and where are you coming from? I said, I'm a pastor. She said, shoo. Now you can't sit with us. I said, hey, the God way born all of us. You know, here in story, when he was here on earth, they said he's a friend of prostitutes and harlots. The girl asked me, do you know our work? I said, which one be your work? She said, nah, shall we be you? Nah, shall we? I said, see, put that thing aside first. The first thing, let us just continue our gist. We'll come back to this, our occupation, later. The thing where I want us to, this is your hairstyle. Me, I like him. The girl started talking about how is the other friend. I said, chatting. They started to ask me about the gospel. Not me. They started to ask me. How do you feel comfortable talking to us? I said, what makes you different from me? Do you know my story? The only difference is that when the love was offered, I accepted. That's the only difference. And if you accept, see, the church, we were chatting with these people. The church was that side, if you know what I mean. That side, looking at time. How we are about to go for service. Let us all go and get dressed and go and do bullshit inside one room. Let us go. The eye where I take a look at that pastor's wife, now she sits down where she did. She wants me to cut this conversation because these people are not worthy. Let me go and be talking to the people who are hard on hearing.
Hard on hearing.
Whose heart is stronger than stone? These two girls gave their hearts to Jesus there and then without preaching long sermon. The ones we have in church will be in every conference, will be in every meeting, but they still cannot remove singlet from their body and give another believer. They have learned the ropes, but they don't know the rope. They know how to speak the language and sit away in church from those they call sinners. Pathfinders, your calling is to preach what? The gospel. That there is a dying world that Jesus came and saved. And he loves them, and we are the only way they will know that they are loved. Are you hearing me today? See the woman who cannot count how many people she slept with. Today she's married. A girl has HIV. You are the mouthpiece of Satan to tell her how she is that much of a sinner. May them go ask you. May them open your bloom bloom. Find out how many spirits are in your belly. The men you have been with. Salvation found you. Jesus, with his blood, washed all of your yesterday. But you cannot even bring those ones who need his blood also and show them the road. Instead, if a sinner, a sick person, whatever comes to you and you get angry, then why are you wearing this gown? We are pouring oil on your head. To do what? To sit in front and act cute? Niba na sang damwa. Pastor say it. Pastor's wife say it. They should not worry me. Then why are you mama? You know they do the job. Are you a civil servant? You don't want to do the job. You want the salary at the end of the month. Eh? Is mama by what? By eye pencil. Nobody can visit your house and drink your water. They have seen you. There are people outside in the foyer. This hall, no doors. They see you. After service, your face go there, Facebook. So they know, okay, that you went through school of ministry. And they are the ministry. Yes, they will find you with their issues. That's not the time to say, okay. Every man to himself, God for us all. Okay, leave this matter. I don't get time to hear you. This is not the story of your gown this morning. Are you listening to me? The world has enough of that. They have too many like that. Eh? Ladies cannot go and talk to male pastors in safety anymore. Eh? The demon is inside your breast. Open it and let me show you how to suck it out. My spirit will appear. What? I will show up in that room. Male pastor of that house. Try that one. I will show up in that room. You will meet your master that day. I am telling you the truth. I will not wait for the Lord to kill you. I will not wait because the Lord is slow in mercy and many sooner scripture. Yes, he is slow in anger. Yes. He used to forgive too long another. No. I will send you to him with immediate fastness. If you cannot counsel a girl and not have erection, you say, "Na man, I be, I not be wood." Today, when oil is poured on you, you have become wood. Talk to your neighbor. If he's a male, tell him you are now wood. If he's a female, keep quiet. If he's a male, tell her you don't become wood. Now, who do you be? I'm saying you are old, Abby. You are firewood. God bless you, men of God. Yes. You are firewood, in short. You don't drive, finish. Now, you be. In the name of Jesus Christ. I am tired of excuses made for the church. Who heard Farida and Godwin yesterday? That is direct from the throne room of God. The heart of the Father. Eh? Hey, mommy, thank you for talking to the men. The women, uncle? They are talking to men because the women are not paying attention. You are not listening to the daughters. The Bible says, let the older women do what? Teach, not rebuke, not insult, not abuse and condemn. Teach. 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 You don't like the way the girl is dressed. How many dresses did you buy for her? I said the gospel. Every one of us in church, oh, this one is not for these people in yellow and green. How many people have you successfully driven from church? Question. You don't go out for evangelism. You don't invite anybody to church. They came by themselves. The Spirit of God, looking for where they will be helped, drove them by himself, brought them to church. Then you stand at the door. They can't come in. Uwar Mugunta. Does any beautiful in blouse? Bazimunta Baba. Bazimunta Baba. Uwar Mugunta. Yaya zaki soki dan Ubangiji ba za ki daura kanki ba. Kina da kasuwan dan kwali ne. Kina da kasuwan dan kwali. Ya mata me zakin baki. You don't even know the word. Do you know the issue of head covering? Do you know what it is? Paul said, Corinthians 11, is it first or second? First. I wanted you to say. Yeah, because we know that place very well. Put it. Put it. Put it. Can we see the scripture? Can we talk gospel? Not traditions of men. Media, forget my face today. Help me put that scripture or put it half as you normally do. 1 Corinthians 11. This is a scripture that people have used to drive people from a church. Verse 1. Give me the King James Version. Thank you. We'll read it all the way down so that God will give us understanding. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. All right? But, which means, thank you for following. I gave you ordinances and you followed. He said, but I would have you know that what? The head of every man is who? Pastor Choji, help me come and stand on the pulpit. Who will represent Jesus for us today? I want to evoke a person way fair. You black too much, you know? So who? You resemble Jesus. Amen. I would have you know that the head, no, stand the other way. This way. Of every man is who?
Christ.
And, Pastor Noro, the head of every woman is who? Her man. Now, the head of Christ is who? God. Keep going. Every man. Praying and doing what? Prophesying. Having his. Having who? Having who? Did this scripture say this is head? He told you before to cover it, he told you what the head is. This is the head. So when you are praying, Oga man, prophesying, Oga man, let everybody know it is Christ. Uncover him. Don't sit in your house and say, I am the provider. Don't sit in your house and say, I am the head of this house, because you are not. Show us who your head is. So it's the job of every man to uncover Christ. You know, they read the Bible, ask Holy Spirit to give you explanation. You go and join. I was about to say it. Something, something, and read nonsense. Verse 5. If this man prays and doesn't uncover Christ, he dishonors who? Christ. Now, but every woman that prays, so mama, and prophesied with her what? Who is her head? Uncovered. What does she do? She dishonors her head. That is even as if her physical head is shaven. What is it telling you, even in English, without redemptive revelation? What is it telling you? That if this woman is a praying woman and a prophesying woman, but Asiri Mijinta, now Bakinkowa, she does not know how to cover this man. The roof amar asiri. Matan de suka damu akan dan kwali wannan. Kin daura dan kwali amma duk asiri mijinki na bakin titi. Everything he does, you've told everybody. You have uncovered him, but you covered your head. He told you what your head is before he said cover it. that he's talking about your husband, not your physical head. Mwah. Yeah, yeah, much in Zezo. Gabon Ubangi Pose Aura Kanshiba. Wow. If it was talking about your physical head, then it would be every woman. Why would husband be mentioned in this matter? What's happening to single girls then? Huh? This is what men are preaching for lack of revelation. When you don't pay the price to sit under the Spirit of God and let Him explain it, you grab the word by logos. The letter that kills. Come me jinki. Ye dunia sunsani. Like salama de. Gidan hm. Ya me gidanki. Ke karmufara. Won't you wawa? One chum. If you will talk about your husband, it should be with your spiritual head, not your spiritual colleagues. Because you have a shepherd. That's where you go and talk.
The thing is just paining me. I need to talk to somebody. What do you think is pushing you to make those public announcements?
Satan pushing you to break this word. Every woman that is praying and prophesying with her head uncovered dishonors her head. So that Agabon Ubangiji, you are the same with Koria Molo. So you can be tying your hair as much as you want. But if you don't know how to cover your husband, you are the same as me, Koria Molo. Your prayer has no effect before the Lord. So it is talking about a spiritual relationship between husband and wife. He wants women to know that they go into the life of men to help them. He wants men to get out of the way and their ego and expose Christ in their homes. He's a man who will now stand and say, church ba, bazaar kujiba. Nini. Christ is not your head. If he's your head, how do you stop the rest of the family from worshiping him? Your word stands above the word of God in the house. How then are you uncovering Christ? The job of every male, uncover Christ. You want to kill that child, but you will show that child the love of Christ. Because you are a father, meaning what? Life giver. But you know how Africa taught us now. The father, in Anjimoto Kainazwa, you are a monkey. A baboon, you are a terrorist. That's all you are. You are not a father. A father runs for the children. Yazo nema Adam the Eve in the garden. Ko niema. Sheke tashye nemesu. Sunyi zunubi yechiye nemesu. They come as well chicken zunubi yeje kashe dabba. Yerufa musu menene. Asiri. Kuna karanteli tafi. Ama baba nyashugo de bulala ni hanush. How many of us here? When growing up, when you hear your father's voice, your spirit leave your body. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Don't lie to me now. When you hear your father's voice, you start repenting.
I'm sure you have been empowered to take the next step towards a better future. Now, let Pastor Jemima Mbaye release a blessing over you.
I sent forth the word of the Lord. I release the power of the Holy Spirit to meet you in your classroom, to meet you in your boardroom, to meet you at home, and shift the things that need to be shifted in your life. I send forth the angels of the Lord, ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation. Let them go into your business. Let them go into your house. Let them go into your body. Let them go into your family. Yes, in this city I decree and declare, he shall raise for himself a people. They shall come from the north, they shall come from the south, they shall come from the east, they shall come from the west of
this city. We press into the spirit and we release the harvest of our blood. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Feel free to join us in any of our services on Sundays for our celebration service, 8:45 a.m. and Tuesdays, communion service, 5:30 p.m., all at the Crest Hotel, Old Airport Road, Jos. You can also pick up more of these inspiring messages at the Rema Shop of any of the Lighthouse Christian Center branches. God bless you, and welcome to your days of glory.